Some other news. Today, the Federal Communications Commission unveils new proposals on how to govern internet traffic. For weeks, the FCC has been hammered by critics over rumors that its new rules will change the internet as we know it. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The FCC must have gotten a lot of calls about the meeting, because if you ring up the main number, you get this recording.
Thank you for calling the FCC's Consumer Center. If your call concerns the open internet, please email your thoughts to...
The FCC first announced it would propose new rules last month. In a blog post, Chairman Tom Wheeler insists the open internet rules will help maintain what's called network neutrality, that is, making certain that your internet provider doesn't give a faster connection to a service that can pay more. Barbara von Schivik is the director of the Center for the Internet and Society at Stanford Law School.
If I'm a church or a university, I can put my content online. When it travels to my users, it will get the same treatment that, you know, CNN's content will get, or the content of the New York Times.
FCC Chairman Wheeler says he's dedicated to making certain everyone's content gets to consumers without interruption. But an initial version of the proposed new rules suggested it might be okay for internet service providers like Comcast to charge a content producer like CNN extra if it wanted to reach viewers faster.
Once you start speeding somebody up, you're effectively slowing everybody else down.
Craig Aaron is head of Free Press, a consumer advocacy organization. He notes it would currently cost the next Mark Zuckerberg about $50 a month for a broadband connection to start Facebook from a dorm room. But if Google wanted to get its social media service to you faster, it has the deep pockets to step in front of the next Zuckerberg.
Startups, innovators, people with something important to say, they're never going to get a chance to ride in that fast lane. They're not going to be able to afford to do it, and that's going to put them at a tremendous disadvantage.
Word that Chairman Wheeler might allow companies to pay for faster service drew protest letters from major tech outfits like Google, Facebook, Yahoo, eBay, and from major investors and venture capitalists. It also brought protesters like Rain Burroughs to the FCC's front door.
We have a lot of people driving by, honking their horns in support. It's not a hard sell. We all want an open internet.
FCC Chairman Wheeler says he wants one too, but a series of court decisions struck down previous commission attempts to mandate network neutrality, saying that the agency was exceeding its authority. However, Kevin Werbach, a professor at Wharton School of Business, says the most recent court decision in January said the FCC did have the authority to regulate broadband. It was just going about it the wrong way.
What the court said is they had to allow for some degree of negotiation between the two parties, which might result in different agreements, you know, in different cases out of those negotiations.
Few people have actually seen what FCC Chairman Wheeler is proposing, but the mere suggestion that he might allow companies to negotiate faster service prompted the firestorm of protests. And those protests may have actually changed the proposal Wheeler puts on the table today. It may include an option that public interest advocates like. It would reclassify broadband as a communication service, like the telephone, which the FCC already strictly regulates. Craig Aaron of Free Press says this falls under what's known as Title II of the Communications Act.
So what Title II would provide is the FCC clear legal standing, the ability to make rules that would actually hold up in court, and a lot of leeway.
It would also produce even more resistance from internet service providers like Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, and many members of Congress, who all say too much regulation would discourage further investment in the internet. The FCC will vote today to unveil its proposed rules and begin the process of debate. There will be 2 months for comment and then another 2 months for study and revision. It's likely to be a long, hot summer at the FCC. Laura Seidel, NPR News.